Governor Walker introduced his budget repair bill February 11th, arguing it was needed to close a $137 million gap in state spending.
If we don't do it, the legislature does not do this either through the budget repair or through the budget bill. I think it needs to be very realistic about what the alternatives are. You're talking about massive layoffs at both the state and the local level.
Included in the bill was increased pension and health care contributions from state workers, along with the removal of collective bargaining on most public employment issues. AFSCME head Rick Badger was among many union members who called the bill an assault on the rights of workers.
This is something that puts and upends years and decades of labor relations.
The bill seemed positioned for quick passage, with a vote scheduled in the state Senate just a week later. Then, 14 Democrats left the state to prevent a vote, forcing a legislative standoff. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of protesters converged on the Capitol. The assembly moved ahead, passing the bill after more than 60 hours of debate. But with Democrats still out of the state, negotiations were going nowhere until March 9th, when Senate Republicans used a conference committee to approve a stripped-down version of the bill. Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barca accused the GOP of breaking the open meetings law with the hastily called meeting.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, I have a question about the open meetings rule being violated.
The Senate and Assembly quickly passed the bill, and Governor Walker signed Act 10.
What we have done together is save 1,500 middle-class jobs through the remainder of this year, and anywhere from 10 to 12,000 middle-class jobs over the next 2 years.
However, implementation was blocked by a legal challenge from Democrats, who argued the conference committee violated the open meetings law and the bill was not legally passed. A Dane County judge agreed with that argument, but the state Supreme Court overturned the decision in mid-June, allowing Act 10 to take effect more than 3 months after it was passed. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.